For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News. Pot farmers take extreme steps to protect crops. Grenades, traps, razors, and snakes ward off intruders and endanger police. So says the Newshouse News Service. The marijuana patch, once tended by advocates of peace and love, has become a vicious place where growers plant grenades and animal traps to combat competitors and cops. Bear traps, makeshift guns, and razor blades have become standard ways for growers to protect the investments they hide on wooded lands and farmers' fields. Thieves, police, and wayward nature lovers can find themselves at risk. Quote, "It's a problem not just for law enforcement, but for hikers and the 15-year-old kid on a four-wheeler out to have some fun," end quote, said Ted Almay, former director of the Ohio Bureau of Criminal Identification and Investigation. "You have to understand that it's an economic endeavor to these people," said Dennis Will, a former Elyra, Ohio police narcotics supervisor. "They can't go to the police and say, 'Hey, someone stole my drugs,'" end quote. And, of course, the truth be told, there is no such thing as drug-related crime. It's all related to prohibition. This from the British newspaper The Independent. They reported that physicians may someday be able to treat addicts by altering neurotransmitters in the brain and prevent addiction with vaccines such as those currently under development by the firm Zenova to address cocaine use. The UK Department of Trade and Industry set up the Foresight Project to consider new technologies and their impact on society in the next 20 years. The group has proposed ideas like a national immunization program for addiction. It has predicted that drugs will come to market that are designed to improve mood, intelligence, and memory. Panel members expect pharmaceutical companies to find new ways to deliver medicinal and pleasure-enhancing drugs, such as through impregnated clothing. Quote, "We hope that these findings will give us guidance about what could possibly happen in the future and give us some guidelines about how we can respond to certain issues like addiction," end quote, so said a UK Health Ministry spokesperson. Morphine was a miracle drug designed to supplement the use of opium. Heroin was a miracle drug designed to supplement the use of morphine. Methadone was a miracle drug designed to supplement the use of heroin. And so, once again, they're proclaiming we'll have a new drug to prevent the abuse of all these other drugs. Please be sure to join us on this week's Cultural Baggage when our guest will be Dr. Frank Fisher. We'll be talking about pain and the DEA. Dean Becker, 420 Drug War News.